Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Coming to you live from the caverns inside your own skull, this is Luke speaking, here to soften you up for the coming onslaught of podcast content. By the way, don't be fooled, this is not pre-recorded. I'm here, now, inside your ears. And those aren't earphones you've got in your ear holes, but microphones, beaming my voice from your ear to your phone, and back again. Don't believe me? Here's a test. If you were to remove your earphones, you would no longer be able to hear me. If you were to put them back in, voila, you can hear me again crooning spooky content to you, and you alone. Yes, you. If that's not proof enough, I don't know what is. Now, what would happen, I hear you think, and I hear this because I'm centimetres away from your inner thought chambers, reading the pulsing deliberations like Braille. What would happen if you were to remove the earphones and not put them back in? Well, the show must go on, dear listener, and so I would have to go deeper. I would use the bones in your ears to fashion a calcium pickaxe and shovel. I would carve a hole in your eardrum, clamber into the squishy blood tunnels that lead like water slides to the membranous skin sacs containing all your most treasured memories. I would pop each and every one as I slide to your central concept organ, this burning idea engine, desperate for thought fuel. And I would deliver this podcast content direct. I would shovel in spooks and hoots, so disturbing and thrilling you'll be dribbling podcasts and nothing else. Forevermore. Like I said, the show must go on. So better to not take out the earphones, I reckon. Maybe keep them in. And here, 6 killer stories inspired by the theme of tunnels. Over the coming weeks, you will hear all about Andrew Benzinger's Worms, narrated by the one and only Justin Fife. You'll hear all about Georgia Cook's amusement park and its fluffy mascot. During the longest game of hide-and-seek ever, you'll be introduced to the Bombsy Tit. Thomas Kent West is back to tell us about the plight of the coyotes. And we'll see if we can find out what that noise is in returning writer Kev Harrison's Crawl Space. We're joined by returning narrators Justin Fife, Shara Yonker, Josh Curran, and audio producer extraordinaires Carl Hughes, Duncan Muggleton, and James Barnett, aka Jimmy Horace himself. And me, the ordinaire Luke Condor, spelt with a K. In the other stories, we trade in scares and strangeness, and volume 87, tunnels is one of our best. If you enjoyed the other stories and the work we do, please leave a rating or a review, whether that's on iTunes, Spotify, Castbox, or like a little thumbs up on YouTube, it would be greatly appreciated. Better yet, leave a comment. Let us know where you listen to the show. Every time I see a comment from your listeners, I take a screenshot and I share it with the team. It's just so very warming to know that you're out there. Over on Patreon, we have 3 new super-powered patrons, so prepare to taste the rainbow, smell the dream, and welcome to the super-powered Patreon team. Brian Bowling. As a herald of Galactus, Brian had bestowed upon him the power cosmic, and was transformed from man to the cosmic hula hooper. And with his cosmic hula hoop, his mission is to find planets ripe for the eating. Kirsten Kirkpatrick can perform karaoke at the subatomic level. When she sings, the whole world listens and vibrates. Brian McDonald uses his magical knitting needles to weave dreams or nightmares, which he gives out to friends and enemies at Christmas and birthday parties and bar mitzvahs. Thanks for joining the fight to take over the world of independent audio fiction. By becoming a patron or joining TOS Plus, you'll get access to over 75 exclusive episodes, a week early and advert-free. This month's exclusive episode, which is from our Tragic Kingdom series last week, and Beyond, written and narrated by Andy Condrit-Turner. When a life-threatening emergency threatens to break the 67-year streak of no guest deaths at Enchanted Kingdom's theme park, paramedics Hank and Al must defy all odds and race against time to maintain the park's magical reputation. To get that episode, you will need to be a TOS Plus member. Go to theoverstories.net/plus for more information, or become a patron over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. This past month, Facebook captain Joshua Boucher put on a movie night for us all, and we gathered around the Meta CinemaScope and we watched We Have a Ghost on Netflix. It was nice. We had some laughs, swapped some pixels. He also put on a flash fiction competition and asked the people in the group to write a 500-word short story around the theme of, yeah, you guessed it, tunnels. The winning story was chosen by the group via a public vote, and I will read us out with that story in a second. But before I go, be sure to check out the Facebook group or our Discord server. All the information is at theoverstories.net/community. And, you know, check out theoverstories.net as well, because we've been tinkering with that, giving it a little bit of a spit shine, polishing up just for you. Yes, you. Remember, I'm inside your head, inside your ears. Don't take out the earphones or I will go tunneling. Okay, the winning flash fiction story was My Tunnels, written by Cody Sarzasti. The floorboards creak and groan ever so slightly as my fingers slip through the thin space, then my hand. The light retreats as the big ones leave. I hear the rustling stop. The quiet makes it so much easier to hear the unrelenting pounding of their heart. I have been here a few times before in order to become acquainted. The fear. It tastes oh so good. Delectable. The rapid breaths have started by the time my arms have reached the bedside, my hands groping up the side to the ever closer top edge. The smell is engrossing. So close now. The ankle. I wrap my fingers around it in a flash. A small scream escapes their lips before they are snatched under the bed and down my tunnel, and silence envelops the night once more, my hunger now satiated. I take the tunnel to my den. Tunnels. So many tunnels. My elongated limbs are so difficult to fold in tight spaces, so glad to be home. Casting the fresh remains of dinner to the side, I let a groan escape, filling the chasms and echoing into the dark abyss. The pile of remains not filling up quite as much anymore these days. The collection has been more difficult in the current times. Yet my home, my tunnels still have their surprises. Another night, another tunnel. My claws scratch into the wall, pulling my body through. My legs contorting to follow. I have forgotten how they look. The dark took my sight long ago. Or has it always been gone? My jagged, sharp teeth let oozing drool fall from my mouth as I near closer to my destination. A left here, another left, then a right, now straight. I cover miles of my tunnels in what seems like moments. They are my home, my tunnels. I stop before the boards, my hunger aching inside. I must feed, must fill the void. My fingers slip through the space like so many times before. When will they learn? The big ones have already gone, and this meal is unaware. No smell, no sound of thumping hearts. This will not do. I reach out my arms, then my body, my legs soon to follow. Before long, my body encompasses the complete underside of the frame. I reach out to the end of the bed and to the top, pulling my growing body up to see my next meal. My breathing grows heavier. I can't contain the hunger. I won't. They stir, they twist under the cover, feeling my weight. Just as my face comes within inches of theirs, the thing's eyes snap open and widen as they look to where my eyes once were. Now just two endless tunnels to vast voids of nothingness. My hand is over the mouth in a flash, petrifying them to a silent scream. My smile widens slowly from ear to ear as my tongue laps the air, tasting the ever-so-sweet nectar of fear. Without another second of thought, I drag my new meal under the bed and into the darkness. When will they learn? The tunnels are my home. My tunnels. Oh, so many meals. So many tunnels.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.